Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
I want to continue what we're talking about. This is part three. And this is changed from the inside out. Changed from the inside out. And God is in the business of changing people's identities. We know that. He changes your identity. You go from loser to winner, from sick to healed, from lost to found. He changes our identities. But He does it from the inside out. He starts at salvation. He gets you saved. Once the Holy Spirit can draw you to Him, you will get saved. And once you're saved, He'll start getting you to change your life. We saw that. And in 2 Corinthians 4:16, we saw that the Apostle Paul called your spirit man, the real you, he called it your inward man. Everyone say inward man.
Inward man.
We saw and we said that feeling is a voice of your body. Your feelings and emotions is a voice of your body. The reason is your voice of your mind. You're trying to reason things out. And yet God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. So many people lean and rely on their emotions and their feelings, and it's not right. And then conscience is the voice of your spirit, the real you. And so what happens is God, it's like an inside job. I like that. Just a touch more volume. It's like an inside job. First salvation, then God works on you from the inside. He works on you from the inside out. I call it an inside job. How many of you, you've ever heard of that? It was an inside job.
Amen.
You know, the bank was robbed by someone inside the bank. It was an inside job. Well, this is an inside job in your life because God is on the inside of you. And it's an inside job. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so first you get salvation. Then you get spirit filled. You pray in your heavenly language. You ask the Holy Spirit to come in and fill you. And you get full of the Holy Spirit and you can pray in your heavenly language. And then thirdly, we saw that you've got to renew your mind. The Bible says in Romans 12, 2, we all know that. He says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we want to get our inward man to be changed in the way he operates. And we have to get into the spiritual realm to change the way we are. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to help us do that. We will accomplish greatness and great things through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want you to know this, the fourth thing, probably the most important thing for you to learn to walk in the Spirit and to be changed from the inside out is your mind renewal begins. Listen, your mind renewal begins with understanding your identification in Christ Jesus. You have to find your identification in Christ. You have to learn who you are in Christ Jesus. Because if you don't know who you are in Christ Jesus, then anybody can tell you who you're not. And you'll believe the lie.
Amen.
You're sick. You're not sick. You're a loser. You're not a loser. But if they tell you that in school or your principal or your boss tells you you're worthless or your husband or your wife and you don't know who you are in Christ and you don't know your identity in Christ, you can buy the lie that the devil's trying to put in your life and he'll render your life useless.
Amen.
Amen. So you want to understand who you are in Christ. And once you know who you are in Christ, no amount of abuse, no matter what's happened to you in your past, the abuse, the shame, whatever it is, when you know who you are in Christ, you can say, I know who I am. And you will not have to depend and rely on any single human being. There are many husbands and many wives are codependent. Many people are codependent. You don't want to be codependent on people. Jesus said, There's nothing good that dwells in the flesh. You understand? And so you don't be codependent on people. You want to be totally and fully dependent on God. And when you're dependent on God, no matter who rails you, no matter who says what about you, no matter who does what to you, when you know who you are, they cannot faze you.
Amen.
Nothing and no one can faze you. And unfortunately, too many people are living lives because of rejection from a parent. Do you know rejection from a father can really get a person to live a terrible life? And then an overbearing mother, you've got a problem going on. And you might start to believe things people say about you rather than what God says about you. So you have got to get an understanding of who you are in Christ. And you've got to say, Christ lives in me and I forget what I used to be. You know, you've got to get this kind of lifestyle. You've got to say, I'm a new creation in Christ. I am a new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I am a new creation in Christ. And Christ now lives in me. And therefore I forget who I used to be.
Amen.
We remember our past. You know, people talk to you about the good old days. Was nothing good about them days. Let me tell you what. When you were unsaved and living high on the hog, there was nothing good about that. Because if you had died in that state, you would have been in some serious trouble. These are the good days. If you're born again, child of God, these are the good times. And you in Christ can say, let the good times roll. And no matter what happens with corona, with no job, with whatever's going on in the world, you can stand strong in Christ. You see, Jesus said, I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Was there anything that could faze Jesus?
No.
Was there anything that could take him out of his place of peace?
No.
While the apostles were freaking out in the boat, Jesus was sleeping. When they wanted to throw him off the cliff, he just walked through the midst of them.
Yeah.
When they said, Lazarus is dead, if you had only been here, he just said, watch and see the glory of God. And he called Lazarus out of the tomb.
Amen.
Nothing could faze Jesus because he knew I am in my Father and my Father's in me and I belong to my Father. He knew who he was and what he had in the Father. When we can know who we are in Christ and we know what we have in Christ, nobody can steal your joy.
No.
I'm not joking. Nobody can steal your peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Say, no one can steal my peace. And listen, if Christ is in you, or the Holy Spirit, who is Christ, who is God the Father, if he is in you, then you've got miracle-working power in you. Seriously, think about who lives on the inside of you. We're not talking about, you know, I don't know, anybody but Christ. We're talking about the creator of the universe, the one who did the miraculous things that people saw walking on water. We saw them raising the dead, multiplying the food. That person, in the form of the Holy Spirit, dwells in you if you're a child of God. And if he dwells in you, then you have miracle-working power resident in you. And Jesus is the gateway to your miracle.
Amen. Yes,
amen.
Seriously, Jesus is the gateway to your miracle.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Do you see that picture?
Yep.
He is the gateway to the supernatural.
Amen.
You've got to start to operate in the spiritual realm in these times. These times that we're facing right now, if you don't start getting more involved in the spirit realm and where the Lord is saying, let those who have ears and those who have eyes to see, let them hear and let them see what the Spirit is saying to the church. We are the church. We need to have a mindset where we've renewed our mind from our old way of thinking to the new way of thinking. Say, there is another realm. It's called a spirit realm. The real me comes from that spirit realm. I live in that spiritual realm. I'm going to be there for all of eternity. And this is the way I need to learn how to live in the here and now.
Amen.
And so you've got to, listen, you've got to, so many times, I don't know about you, But there are times when you want to destroy somebody's life and kill them because they cut you off. You have to divorce yourself from feelings.
True.
And it's not always easy. When the Tabasco sauce starts rising,
amen,
right? And you want to give them fivefold ministry, hard fasting, continuous. And you start to get, you have to divorce yourself and say, my flesh is not going to get its way. My battle is not against flesh and blood. I divorce myself. Step back. Just step back and say, Lord, reveal to me what you want me to do. Reveal to me what you want me to say. Reveal to me where you want me to go. How do I handle the situation? Stop letting your feelings, your flesh, your emotions drive you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I've been driven by that for so many years. It's got me into so much trouble. And so we've got to divorce ourselves from the emotional chaos that happens in our lives, especially when things are going wrong. I'm walking around now seeing people. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to see how this little virus, now I know it's killed people, but I also know flu killed people. I also know drunken drivers kill people. I also know that, you know, all the things that kill people, all the sicknesses. But I don't lock myself at home for all of those. I'm not living in fear because of flu.
Amen.
Double pneumonia. People are dying nonstop.
Yeah.
You know? But this one has come through the enemy.
Amen.
And I am watching. Do you know terrorism was instigated by the devil?
Yes.
The very name terrorism. Terrorism means it terrorizes a person. They get into so much fear that it worked on Peter walking on the water. He couldn't swim. He sunk. Terrorism, if allowed to operate in your life, will render your faith useless.
True.
If you are being terrorized, if you're in fear, you will be useless in faith.
True.
And I look around at the people I see today. You can't see their mouth, but you can see their eyes. Just look into the eyes. I'm telling you, it's nuts. The amount of fear that the devil's putting into the people today. And if you don't divorce yourself from it, it will try to get you. I don't know. You've got home before thought, I better just wash my hands. Now, I'm not saying be stupid and don't, you know, do all that kind of stuff. But if you just wash your hands every 5 minutes and you're like in fear and you're washing off all the antibodies that can fight all the things that attack your body, and you're not going in the sun or near the beach, or you're not going out near people where your body learns to regenerate all these things that's necessary to live a healthy life, and you're cutting yourself off, the devil's got you in terror.
Amen.
Now, if you've got a really amazingly compromised immune system from sickness for years in your life and things, that's a different story. You take precaution. But healthy, strong guys,
amen,
and women,
amen,
that are healthy,
amen,
he's pulling one on the crowd. And this is the time where you have to divorce yourself from your emotions, from your feelings, from the internet, from what they're saying, from the news. Some of you need to just switch it off. Just switch it off. Because I know people, they retired, and all they do is watch the news and walk the dog.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times best